Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 226 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 12th is think of a time when you had poise and acted according to your principles in a stressful situation. Write about how you were true to who you are and showed a brave and courageous heart. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. It's one thing to know what we stand for, to write out or speak the principles of our integrity, but it's a whole other thing to actually live by our principles in times that test our integrity. A great example of someone showing poise and acting according to their principles in a stressful situation is Rosa Parks. In 1955, Rosa Parks lived in Montgomery, Alabama, and worked as a seamstress in a department store. One day, she boarded a city bus to return home at the end of her shift. At the time, the legal segregation of city buses in Alabama forced African Americans to sit in the rear of the bus while white residents sat in the front of the bus. When the driver noticed that several white people were standing in the aisle because the bus had become overcrowded, he moved the sign separating the black and white sections back one row and told the people sitting in that row to stand up. Three of those African American citizens complied, but Rosa Parks did not. The bus driver asked her, "Why don't you stand up?" And she replied, "I don't think I should have to stand up." Rosa Parks was arrested and 4 days later was found guilty of violating a local ordinance. She was fined $10 plus a $4 court fee. So did Rosa Parks really need a brave and courageous heart to have to pay $14 in fines and fees? Her refusal to give up her seat sparked a boycott of the Montgomery City buses by the 40,000 African American residents of the city, and the boycott lasted 381 days. There was violent retaliation as African American churches were burned, the homes of prominent leaders were bombed, and both Rosa Parks and her husband lost their jobs as a fallout. Eventually, they moved to Detroit because they couldn't obtain employment in Montgomery. So what are we trying to say by highlighting the story of Rosa Parks? We're trying to say that living by principles is not easy. It most definitely takes a brave and courageous heart. Sometimes the consequences are immediate, and sometimes they show up much later on. But there is also a benefit of living by our principles, which is sometimes immediate and sometimes doesn't show up until much later on. And for teachers and coaches, that benefit is the respect of our students and athletes when they see us take action to live by the principles of our integrity. If we want to build relationships with our students and athletes based on confidence and trust, then one of the best things we can do is model the principles of our integrity in our everyday lives. So, how about you? Can you think of a time when you had poise and acted according to your principles in a stressful situation? How were you true to who you are, and how did you show a brave and courageous heart? Our challenge today highlights one of the themes of our Write Your Own Story system, and that is many of the situations we encounter appear on the surface to be all about ourselves. Knowing our integrity and living by our own principles. But really, it is about us. Us, meaning our students and athletes as well as ourselves. Just like Rosa Parks, her refusal to give up her seat was not just about herself. It was about everyone else like her in her situation. And her actions that day have become a symbol for people all around the world to live by the principles of their integrity. And we can be like Rosa Parks and live by the principles of our integrity. And when we do, We'll build stronger relationships and deeper connections with our students and athletes, and increase our impact on them by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.